This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 264, Writing Task 1, How to Sort Through Too Much Information.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out what happens when you get graphs in Writing Task 1 with too much information and learn how to sort it out so that you get the highest possible score. What's going on, Jessica?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yeah, rainy yeah. Portland.
Oh,
nothing well. Super exciting today. What about you? Anything exciting happening in your life?
Let's see what's going on that's exciting. Well, I just like raced across the city of Boston on my bike from a doctor's appointment, and that was just crazy. Cut off a couple of trucks, almost died, but that's fine.
It's funny you said that because when I was taking James to school this morning, there was this guy on a bike on like a racing bike, and he was just. He was dodging like between the cars and like in and out of traffic and then hopping into the other lane, going the other way and doing the same thing. I feel like he was just going back and forth between the two lanes. It was really weird. It was really scary. Dangerous.
Yeah, I didn't do that exactly. I mean, that's a little bit crazy. But bikers, I mean, everyone says that it's cars' fault when bikers get hit, but often it's bikers' fault. I mean, it's a mix of the two. Our city is not set up very well for biking. So that's part of the problem, I think.
Yeah, well, that doesn't help, right? But yeah. I mean, and that's why this guy was so nuts, because there are bike lanes on both sides of the street.
Yeah.
And he's like purposefully throwing himself in front of these like semi trucks or whatever. It's like, it's like rush hour in the morning. Everybody's going to school and work. And then this crazy dude on a racing bike is just, I don't know what was happening.
Some people just are looking for thrills, I guess. I don't know.
That's what it was. Like he needed that. What is it? Like that excitement will release, you know, like
adrenaline rush.
That adrenaline rush. Exactly.
He needed to feel alive.
Right?
Or dead eventually. Like, there's other ways to feel alive that won't make you dead the next second, you know?
I don't think, like, welcoming the possibility of death is the only way to feel alive. I feel like that is a very narrow way to look at how to spend your time.
I agree. You should reconsider.
Seriously. You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a graph that had statistics on like whose fault is it if there's a bicycle accident, like the crazy cyclist or the crazy driver who doesn't care about cyclists. That would be interesting.
Ooh, yeah, that's interesting. Oh my god. Well, hopefully, knock on wood, this summer we'll both be fine on our bikes around the cities and stuff. We'll be okay. So
we'll be fine. We'll be fine. But if there were a graph like that, you could organize it very easily if you had a strategy.
I see where you're going.
That was my kid. Yeah, I know. I was like, she doesn't understand. I didn't catch that segue.
I was still on the bike thing.
Okay. Yeah. So guys, we're talking about task one today, writing task one. There was a post in our Facebook, in the Facebook group of our course. And the reply was like, one of our students replied and said, just follow the strategies in the writing module and it'll tell you how to organize it, which is true. But I thought we'd share a little bit of this strategy with our listeners today.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's go into just a little bit. And obviously, we're not going to give everything of the strategy. And in addition, once you're actually in the course, you do go through the step-by-step practice exercises so you really understand how to use it. But this will just get us started. Just a little hint here.
Yeah, exactly. So I have two questions here, actually. And the root of these questions, guys, is that when you see a lot of information, maybe there are too many graphs or too many numbers in writing task one, it seems impossible to organize. And I get that. Like some of them look just, I don't, they're hard. They're really complicated questions. So guys, you only need one strategy, okay, to make it simple. So the steps that we teach our students in the course, it's this one strategy, and it will organize every possible writing task one question you will ever see. You only need one strategy, and to make it simple and clear. Because just like we talked about in the last podcast, guys, if you try and overthink things, if you try and include too much, in this case, if you try to include too many numbers, it will, first of all, look unorganized or disorganized. Those are both words, right?
I think it's disorganized.
Disorganized.
Sure. I think it's disorganized.
it'll look disorganized, and it won't fulfill the requirements you need for a high score in the task response. Because in order to get a high score, guys, you have to show the examiner only the most important numbers. That's it. And if you put too much in, your score goes down. And if you put too much in, it's not organized, your cohesion coherence score goes down. So yeah, we need these strategies.
Absolutely.
One of our best success stories in the Three Keys IELTS Success System was Rodrigo from Brazil, who did our 30-day study plan and was able to achieve a score of 7.0 with a 7 in listening and a 7 in speaking. The reason he did it was that he followed the three-step strategies and followed the daily learning plan to a T. If you want to do this too and achieve this score so that you can move on with your life into a new country and a new career, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Absolutely. So what should we do? Where do we start then if we're confused?
Okay. So the post in the Facebook group said, in writing task one, I'm confused about how to divide the charts, especially if it shows three pie charts in different years. So the thing here, guys, you need to organize it into two groups. That's it. You need two groups of numbers. And so here, for example, I would put one pie chart in paragraph two, and I would put two pie charts in paragraph three. And how you arrive at that, we talk more about in the course, but you need to draw a line somewhere. That's the key here. You need to draw a line to organize these things into two groups of information. So task one, guys, it's only 150 words. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's so short.
It's so short. You only need three paragraphs. We've talked before about how a conclusion is useless. Definitely do not have a conclusion in task one. So you need an introduction, and then you need two body paragraphs. And these are about two groups of numbers. All right. So how we do that is in the planning stage. That's where you draw a line. So in this case, if there are three different graphs, you put one graph in paragraph two and two graphs in paragraph three. Okay. So that's the answer there. Easy peasy. There was another thing that came up when I was talking to a student, and it was sort of like a last minute question. Like, what if I see a bar chart and it has like so many bars? What do I do?
Yeah. Good question.
So this is a static graph, you guys, because it's not about time. It's not about numbers that change. It's about numbers that are true for one time. And these can give you a lot of numbers. I've seen some crazy huge charts like this. And it could be like, for example, eight different consumer products with like three different lines for each of them or whatever. So there's always two ways to do this, okay? If there's a crazy graph like this, there is always a key. The key explains what the bars mean. So for example, there could be a little box to the side of the graph or underneath the graph. That's called the key. And that's where we draw the line. That's how we organize it. So we start there. So if, for example, it's like white is male and black is female, right, to help you understand the chart, that's where you draw the line. So you know male is going to be paragraph two, female is going to be paragraph three. And then once you've organized it like that, you know, okay, these are my two groups. Now I just choose only the most important numbers for males and only the most important numbers for females. So yeah. it organizes everything for you, just this one simple line.
Oh, so much easier when we have a sense of that strategy, because I couldn't imagine going into this, you know, even as a native speaker without any kind of strategy. I just wouldn't know what to do. You know, I'd just be completely lost.
Yeah, no, it's impossible. When I first started teaching IELTS and I hadn't, you know, I hadn't developed my systems yet. I was new to it. I hated teaching these complicated graphs because I didn't know how to organize it. Like, it's not common sense, you guys. You need a system going in. And also, I mean, the other side of this is that sometimes there's not enough information. Like sometimes the graph is too simple. And then so that's where the strategy also helps. The same strategy tells you exactly how to deal with every possible question you might see.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. So the strategy can go across multiple kinds of questions so we can rely on it. And the way to make sure it works is by practicing it. You know, we give you plenty of opportunities to practice with practice exercises, a couple of practice tests. You can go out and get additional practice tests. And that's the way to solidify that strategy in your mind.
You have to practice it. I mean, in fact, that's why when I used to teach in the classroom, I would, and this is mirrored in our course because all of the successful stuff that I used in my classroom, I put in the course because I know it's successful. So something I used to do in class was to teach my students the three-step strategy of how to plan a task one essay, because that's where your score is, guys. You have to plan it well before you start writing, because that's what's going to give you the high scores for the task response and the cohesion coherence, because your ideas are organized. You have the most important numbers. Everything you need is there. You know what to put in your essay. And then once you start writing, you're not worried about organization. And then you could think about the amazing vocabulary, right? So everything happens for a reason. But so in class, that's what I used to do as well, would teach this very simple strategy. And then I would give my students just a whole bunch of task one questions. And be like, you guys don't have to write the essays. I just need you to plan it. Just go through every question and just use this strategy again and again to practice planning. So by the time they're done with these 10 example questions, they're like, this is easy, man. Draw the line, circle the numbers, done.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's amazing what a strategy can do that we can believe in and have confidence in. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Very simple, guys. So if you get into our course, you can learn this three-step strategy. Part of it is organizing everything into two groups, how we do that. And then, of course, what numbers the examiner needs to see to give you that 7 or higher. And we give you all the vocabulary that the examiner wants to see as well. And the sentence structures. It's all there.
I love that. I love that. So cool. And again, just to remind you guys, this is for academic IELTS, but if you are taking general IELTS, you have the letter in part one, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
And we do have strategies for that too. So the strategies also apply, and Jessica showed you exactly how to apply those in the general exam too. So when you come into Three Keys IELTS, you choose whether you want to enroll in academic or general. We have both. So guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in now so you can clear your mind of all that stress, you know? I mean, when we have a stress, finally, just put your mind in the right direction. Start learning a strategy that actually works and just get over this challenge of IELTS. Move on, you know?
Move on. Who wants to spend their life doing IELTS besides Lindsay and I? We're the only ones that want to spend our lives doing IELTS. But you guys, you need to go to university. You need to move to another country. You need to explore the world and follow your dreams and study what you want. And this is the only thing that's holding you back. Like, just, get past it.
Just get past it. Just, you know, guys, invest in your success and get past it. Maybe you have a big contribution to make to the world. Like, maybe you're a doctor and you're a specialist in something and you want to go to a country that really needs you. And you got to get over this. Okay. So we want you guys to be empowered to do this. So go for it. Awesome.
Yeah, totally.
So cool, Jessica. So good. So good. And we'll be back again soon.
Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.